You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027. This is the Classic Business Retirement Feature.
Well, when it comes to planning your retirement lifestyle, drawdowns have both positive and negative implications for your long-term financial planning. And the rule of thumb is that you should keep your withdrawals, your drawdowns, to around 4% to weather any storm. It's the sort of optimal drawdown limit. But it obviously is dependent on multiple different factors, things like your age, how much capital you've still got, your investment strategy, and obviously what your cash flow requirements of the time are. And in a time where I think we feel more helpless and unable to control the outcomes, it's really worthwhile looking at some of the proactive ways that we can protect ourselves in this volatile environment. We've invited Jason Apple, retirement specialist at Chartered Wealth Solutions, to dive deeper into portfolio drawdowns with us tonight. Evening, Jason.
Evening, Michael. Thanks for having me on the show.
I'm sure you're getting this question a lot at the moment, but how should one approach needing to draw down more at this time if, say, some of your other income from property rental or something else has dried up thanks to COVID-19?
Yeah, I think people's financial plans are under severe pressure, especially those who are still earning income through work, rentals, other sources of income. So, there comes time where you need to actually portfolio, you need to draw down. The trick is to try and to delay unnecessary withdrawals if possible, because when your market when markets are down and your portfolios are down, you don't really want to lock in any kind of negative returns. So the best thing to kind of do is look at your planned cash flow and where possible, try and avoid drawdowns. Some expenses have kind of fallen off our budgets. Take advantage of the kind of change to our budgets that we've been forced into. But in cases where we are not able to do so, the best thing to do is to kind of consult your financial planner, look at the most tax-efficient place, look at available sources of liquidity before investments that are exposed to high-risk assets or growth assets. So, it's a bit of a tailored approach, I would say. There's no kind of one-size-fits-all.
Yeah, you've really got to be able to sit down, and if you've got a financial advisor, someone who's helped you develop this plan, go through it with a fine-tooth comb at this stage, because there is an opportunity that Treasury has given retirement annuitants to potentially alter their drawdown rates, because it's something you can do once a year at the anniversary. But if that is months away, come the 1st of June, there is a once-off here for you to change things. Exactly how can our drawdown rates change come the 1st of June?
Yeah, so Treasury has been quite generous in allowing pensioners who are living off living annuity incomes to amend their drawdown twofold. So if you have a cash shortfall, there is still regulation that you draw 2.5% as a minimum out of a living annuity, and the maximum was 17.5%. And the new COVID-19 measures allowed the minimum to be reduced down to 0.5%. And those are people who don't need to draw money out of their portfolio and they want to mitigate losses. Then there's people who need cash flow, and they're able to increase it up to 20%. And it's about a four-month leeway period that you have now at the end of September to make the election, and that's irrespective of when you're living in your anniversary wise, and the kind of opening up the opportunity for you to change your drawdown. And I see it in twofold. Most of our clients worried about drawing down now unnecessarily because their budgets might have come down, so they're wanting to reduce. And then there are clients who are saying, look, I'm really under pressure, and I need some short-term access. So it's a great opportunity.
And there are tax implications, as there always are to issues like this. Yeah. And I think it might be quite tempting to reduce your living annuity payments now to reduce tax. What would your advice on that specific area be?
I'd be very cautious about sacrificing living annuity income prematurely just to save on income tax. If you have any income shortfalls, you'd have to then call on your other assets, your liquid assets. And I'm a firm believer in retirement that liquidity is king, and you don't want to burn through all your liquid assets because you're trying to save on tax. You're just kicking the can down the road eventually, because you'd have to draw more money out of your living annuity to make up for liquidity shortfalls and pay even more income tax. And then in all reality, I think taxes are more likely to increase going forward, given the massive deficit you're facing. So I always caution against making short-term tax decisions that can have long-term implications. You know, increasing your drawdown to 20%, it's going to come with immediate tax increases. And if it can be avoided at all costs, I would say try to do that. But, it is quite challenging.
Jason Apple, retirement specialist at Chartered Wealth Solutions, diving a little bit deeper into the drawdown discussion ahead of that June 1 deadline. It's probably not a deadline, it's probably an opening update for us to revisit if you are currently a retirement annuitant, those drawdown rates and change them if you want to. You can now go up to a maximum of around 20% from 17.5%, or you can go down to a minimum of just 0.5% from 2.5%.